Well, it is my pleasure to have our friend Jody Kelly, FEI trainer from Destin, Florida, on the show tonight. Jody, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Well, we love it that you come on our show. You're a great friend to us, and we appreciate it. And you are here in very chilly Lexington, Kentucky. You are coaching, is it two different ladies for the weekend?
I am. I have two different adult amateur riders here. One doing the first level championships with her young horse and one doing the third level championships.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit, how you and your ladies decided to kind of take this route and come to the finals for the first time.
You know what? These two ladies, I am so proud of them, and I'm so happy to have this national finals for them. And it's such a great thing for the adult amateurs to have something to really, really go for and really gear up. And, I know it's a big thing for the open riders too, but I feel like the open riders have so many other opportunities, our young horses for the National Young Horse Champs and then for the, festival champions and all of that stuff. But for our amateurs, they gear up, my girls always gear up all year to go to regionals. And then it's like, yay, now what? And so when this came about, I had one of mine, the third level rider, her big goal was to get her bronze medal. And she actually has a really, really cool story, the way she got here. She had a big goal, which she's going to kill me for telling her age, but she had a goal to get her bronze medal by the time she turned 50. And she was well on her way, making her, following the track that we had planned out. And her horse actually had a reaction, like, we're not exactly sure how it all came about, but he foundered a couple summers ago, and it was all due to like anhidrosis and like basically just the heat in Florida, and it all came to a head and he ended up foundering, and it was truly a fight for his life. He spent months up at Auburn. They went back and forth, did everything you can possibly imagine as an owner to literally to save his life, and like they gave him let's try to keep him alive first. We can't guarantee he's ever going to work again. He not only pulled through, he is sound, he is working, and she got her bronze medal 2 months before her 50th birthday. And that was last year. And this lady, she's always been very quiet and very like, she makes, sets her goals and then makes a plan. And while we were sitting there last year celebrating her bronze medal, we were like, okay, what's your next goal? And she was like, I want to qualify for the national finals one year, like, somewhere in the years to come of these national finals was her goal. And the very first year she went to regionals this year at third level and had a fantastic ride, and she ended up reserve champion, and she was the first rider in her class to go, and of course it went for hours, and she was an 8 o'clock ride Saturday morning, and she sat there and watched the scoreboard for the rest of the morning as she realized that her score was looking like it was going to do something. So that was the most nerve-wracking several hours of her life, but she made it. And so here this horse went from, we were hoping to keep him alive, to she has earned her bronze medal on him, and now here she is at the national finals doing third level, and she just rode her first fourth level test on him at our last show, and she's your classic adult amateur. She works full-time. She's director of marketing at a big hospital. Her husband works full time. This is just what she does for her, for fun, for her pastime. And she rides, at night after work. She rides early in the morning before she leaves. And he's her one horse. They have a couple other horses one other horse, kind of a pasture pet. But he's her one show horse that she's just slowly been coming along with. So I'm really, really proud of her for being here. And then my other one, actually, it has a kind of a cool story as well. She has always owned horses, and she actually imported a mare years ago that from Holland that we helped her find, that she wanted to start a little breeding program, and she's bred this mare several times. And then one of the foals from this mare, I ended up training, and it's one that I brought up here to the Young Horse Championship years ago, and the horse that my student is riding here is the baby from that one, from that mare. And so she bred him herself, and he was born at her house. I've ridden him some, but she's the only person that's ever ridden him. She started him. She's brought him along. He's just this wonderful, wonderful, sweet horse. that she's done all the work on herself. And he goes, she has her own farm near her, and so he goes back and forth. Actually, both of them have their own farms, so they both go back and forth with their horses. And so he's a six-year-old doing first level, and she set her mind to it, and she's well up there with the Horse of the Year stuff. Her scores have been super. And so as she was qualifying for regionals, she's like, I am going for nationals this year. And she gunned for it, and she has trained for it, and she's worked really hard for it. And on a horse that was the very first one to ever sit on and was there when he was born. And yeah, it's pretty special. And then it's kind of fun. We just got here today and we were scouting out all the arenas, and his championship test is in the arena where I rode his mother in the Young Horse Championships. So like, she was all excited about that. So
I remember really when fun. You did that.
Yeah.
Like, I watched that ride.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was there the year after this horse, her horse that she's showing now is Camus. I was here the year after that horse was born. So yeah, it's really cool. So it's exciting. And she has this little breeding program on the side, but her she also works full time. Again, typical classic adult amateur that, you know, I love it. I love this for them. And they have been, when they both qualified, it made it so much more fun at regionals. It was like a big celebration, and it just gives them that extra, you know, thing to work for. And they've been planning their trip, and they traveled up here together, and the horses traveled great, and we stopped over at a friend's farm halfway here. And you know, and everybody's been gunning for him. Like, it's been really fun to watch, because we have an adult horse camp in our area that's our local club, and all of the adult amateur riders, you know, that go to it. And they skipped the camp because it was just last weekend and we were getting their horses ready, but they came out to watch the camp, and everybody was so excited for them. And Beth said, I feel like a kid, like, on Christmas. And she said, she's been texting me 3 days before they left, and she's like, I'm so excited. I'm useless at work. You know, like, they have to stop. Like, they're just so excited to be here and do this. And, you know, the arena, the Altec arena looks beautiful. I've seen it several times for different situations, and it looks amazing. It looks better than I've ever seen it. And,
I gotta say, Jody, Reese and I know you. You've been on this show and other shows here on the Horse Radio Network. We've talked about your family and what they do. We've talked about your riding. I have never heard you so excited as when you're talking about your students. You don't get half this excited when we talk about you.
Yeah. You know, I'm just so proud of them. Like, I've been with them all for so long. I was with Beth when she was riding her little thoroughbred that hated dressage, and I was with Cindy when she was riding her other gray horse that it was all we could do to keep him in the arena. And, you know, they both have these gray horses now, and they're coming along, and they're out of training level. And, you know, they've been with me so long. It's fun, and excitement from them is contagious.
Well, and from you. Don't underestimate your excitement, because I'll tell you what, I've seen the same thing too. We've interviewed thousands of people here in the Horse Radio Network, and a lot of them trainers and every professional rider out there practically. And when I see the difference, when I hear how excited you are, you can tell when a person gets that excited about their students, they're a really good coach. When you hear the riders that are more excited about talking about themselves than their students, they tend to not be as good a coach. They're a good professional rider, but not as good a coach. And that's how I can sort of tell the difference. And Reese is the same way when you talk about your students.
That's very
And Philip, especially Philip, too. Yeah. He gets so excited about his students. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just so fun. You know, when I ride every test with them, and I do, don't get me wrong, I would kill to be here going down Cinderella and turning my
Touché, own horses. Sister. Touché.
Don't discuss that. But I am so happy for them. You know what I mean? And that's the thing is, and I actually was saying that to one of my friends today, because, I mean, I could be here too if I had, like, thought a little bit more through. I mean, I could have at least been attempted to qualify, and my horses are kind of all in between. And I actually, for the first time, we were talking about it at regionals. I think it's the first time ever that I didn't have any horses at regionals, just because I kind of was, you know, between levels and pushing through for different things. And I decided it's really difficult for me to take so many students to regionals and my own horses. And Last year it was wild. I was showing six and I had a ton of students. So I decided this year it was just going to be about them. And of course, this is the year of the national finals. Yay. Like, well, shoot, that was a bad plan for
me.
But at the same time, it's great. It really is. It's nice to be able to be here for them. I know for sure I'm not going to have any conflicts with my rides. I'm just 100% here for them. So
well, we do have a question for you now. This is the first year for this. How's the, you know, so a lot of times shows the first year are a little, have a lot of hiccups. How's this one doing show organization wise?
You know what? So far, I've been very impressed. Granted, we just got here. We don't start showing till tomorrow. So I can't speak 100% as far as the actual showing, but I've been here now all day. I got here this morning. The stabling area is fantastic. We are in the heated barn. We greatly appreciate coming up from Florida. But the horses have settled in great. So far, we were just bragging to somebody about the park itself and the people are everybody we've talked to, from the people helping us park to the people doing the food to in the stabling area. Everybody's been super friendly, super helpful. I haven't run into any roadblocks whatsoever of, you know, this isn't going to work. No, you can't do that. And, you know, everybody has been very, very helpful and pleasant. And so far, everything, the rings look beautiful. All of the rings, the indoor looks incredible, better than I've ever thought it could look, actually. And then the outdoor arenas look beautiful too. And the flowers are lovely. And, so far, I can't say enough good things about it.
Great.
So well, yeah, we're happy.
Well, Jody, we here at the Horse Radio Network have our fingers crossed for your two ladies, and we cannot wait to hear how they do. And Jody, you have a great website. How can people find you online?
JodyKellyDressage.com.
Great. Well, fingers crossed for your ladies, and we want to hear next week how they do.
Absolutely. I will for sure keep you posted. Thank you so much for having me again.
It's always fun to talk to Jody. She is so enthusiastic.
She's
always that way. She is always that way.
She's that way in person, too. She's great.
We had her on the Stable Scoop radio show to talk about the town of Destin and growing up there in Florida along the Gulf Coast. And her dad is in the fishing business and runs boats and charters and things. And she talked all about that. And she was as enthusiastic talking about that she is talking about horses.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. She is awesome. So I'm so glad she was on the show, and how fun to have her as a coach here at the finals. And, you know, the finals are filled with stories like Jody's and about riders. And it is wonderful to have a show like this for amateurs. I think
it's already a success, and it's not even, it's just starting.
It's not even over. Yeah. I mean, just people have enjoyed and come from all over the country, and it really, I'm so glad that we have finally have something like this. This is regionals has been the big goal, but to have another goal after regionals is pretty awesome. So it's very cool that we have that to offer. So, we'll all be there all weekend and, kind of seeing how and what's happening there. And I look forward to, reporting a little bit more about
pictures.
It. I will. Oh, yes. I will.
Hey, take a picture of the arena. She's been talking about the arena. I haven't seen any pictures of it yet. So post that on Facebook.
Okay. I will do that. I will get on over there and post that for sure.